Well, most of you know me from Sugar Hill Records, and I wanted to tell you that we, of course, have been very proud of our association with Doc over the years. Our first release, Down South, was a Grammy nominee, and our second release for Doc, Riding the Midnight Train, won a Grammy this past year. And we've been very fortunate to receive some very fine publicity for our newest release, Portrait, including Jim Wise's very good review in Friday's issue of the Durham Morning Herald. And last month's People magazine had a great feature on Doc. Of course, it was very clever of us to have Brigitte Nielsen and Joan Collins on the front cover. We sold a few more of those. The problem is, in all of these articles, Doc has said that he will retire when he turns 65 next March 3rd. And this is very disturbing to me. And it occurred to me, well, how do we know he's going to turn 65 next year? And maybe he's made a mistake. And if he hasn't made a mistake, maybe we can create one. After all, what would we do without these Monday night Doc Watson concerts right here at Paul Green Theater? So with that in mind, I called the Bureau of Records in Raleigh, and I conveyed the gravity of the situation to them. And they agreed, and after doctoring a few official records of our own, I'm very pleased to announce that Doc will not turn 65 next March 3rd, nor will he receive Social Security benefits next March 3rd. Instead, come next March 3rd, according to the new official records, we will be celebrating Doc's bar mitzvah, and we will look forward to 52 more years of Doc Watson performing. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Watson.
I can tell by that welcome that you didn't believe one word that big old puff of wind said when he came out here. I don't believe it either because I don't know where he got most of that information. But I'm just an old country boy that likes to pick and grin. And T. Michael and Jack are so close to being country boys, we'll call them country boys too. And if any of you came to see a fancy show that had never heard us play before, you'll get disappointed, but if it's just some picking and grinning, we'll see what we can do about that. Thank you, Barry. Thank you very much. Well, let's go see old Cole Reno.